flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All the way to the end zone. It's a crimson avalanche here in Pasadena.
Getting you ready for tonight's championship game.
It's Sam and Gray, live from the College Football Playoff Fan Central at the Georgia World Congress Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We got a little smorgasbord going on here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this Monday morning, holiday, January 20th, King ML Day holiday, but we are here at the World Congress Center at the Playoff Fan Center for tonight's national championship game, Notre Dame, Ohio State. And Sam and Greg with the commish and Noel. And it's been a while since we had a four-hour show.
Yeah.
And when we do a four-hour show, we like to, you know, we give you a chance to know about the casting opportunities, which I will tell you about next hour. But we also devote a segment to find out what is going on in Noel's world.
The we haven't had our greeting yet today.
Uh-oh. You heard that.
You haven't had our usual greeting that we get from her.
Well, that's my cue. Good morning.
That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Nothing starts before we hear that.
How we doing this morning down at the World Congress Center, fellas?
All is right with the world. We're hearing you.
Now.
Yeah. We weren't too sure there for a minute.
Yeah. But we got a little coffee here, and we got some, you know, pilfered some of the other stuff that's up there, but not much.
Hey.
You know, because I, you know, if there's a place I'm not supposed to be, I usually find my way in there. And so I made sure we all got to. But we're good right now. And Gordon, if you weren't listening earlier, excuse me, I keep doing that, the commish, wanted, he speculated that you were going to talk NFL. Is he right or is he wrong?
He is partially correct. So
partially. You got a partial commish.
I have.
Like half a sack.
Yeah, exactly. Group sack. Congrats. I kind of started with a bit of this argument yesterday. But I heard a lot of noise, we all did, towards the end of the season with where the Vikings were sitting and where the Lions were sitting. And we need to get rid of divisional winners, and it's not fair, and blahzy, blahzy, blahzy. Well, first of all, the Vikings didn't look like a top seed when we got to that game, did they?
Nope.
The cream always rises to the top. But I want to argue that that is what's wrong with the NBA and what they've been trying to fix for 15 years. 20 years at this point.
Okay.
So, when we decided we were going to take away division winners in the NBA, right? We were just going to go with whatever the best records were on both sides, right?
Right. In your conference.
In your conference. Well, now you've taken away a lot of the spiciness and a lot of the need to play teams in your division. And now you've come up with all these things like the NBA Cup, and you got to play 65% of your games to be eligible for awards and the play-in and all this stuff to fix viewership in the regular season because you don't have divisions anymore. It's easy for LaMelo Ball to sit out when he comes to Atlanta because beating Atlanta don't mean anything. You don't get extra umph in the standings. You don't, you know, get that extra half a game up. You don't. What incentive is there?
Building chemistry with your team, things like that.
But is that what's happening?
No.
Exactly my point. So okay. You've had to create all this other ancillary stuff to get the players to care so that the fans will care and the viewership will maintain when, in reality, you could have just left divisional play alone. Could just left it alone. It creates an already competitive atmosphere. I need to win X amount of games against Orlando and against Miami and against what's another top team in our division? I won't say the Wizards, but the Hornets,
yeah, definitely not,
because they at least have an up and coming star in LaMelo, right? If they figure some pieces out, the Hornets could be something, right? So right. I have to play against those teams to actually get to where I want to be, especially if I want a top seed and a bye and all these other prizes that come with winning your division. But when you take that away, like, yeah, I can just sit out.
I can see your point in a lot of that, because I think a lot of the coaches, a lot of the staff has factored in that we can play so many games in our respective conference, and as long as we win a percentage of those, we're okay.
Right.
And what happens is, a lot of times we have a lot of these top teams, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's a Golden State, Lakers, whoever, a team that has older players, they'll sit out a bunch of guys, but they factor in, like, exactly what Noel is talking about.
Isn't that just a different way to describe load management?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's basically what she's saying.
But you can cut that out by incentivizing your local schedule is where she's ultimately getting to. You can incentivize cutting out some of that. And you could, but I think the problem was that they were all – some of the teams were already cutting that stuff out.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, given this scenario and to implement what she's talking about, how logistically possible is that to do with all these teams in an 82-game season, especially now, as you just mentioned, with this in-tournament cup going on? Do you want to keep that going on? All of that you put into a blender, what scenario would you like to see to fix that? And then how would they circumvent that moving forward? Because that's
Well, the argument I'm making is that you wouldn't need the cup. The cup wouldn't be necessary. Because you're already going to fight within your divisions for the best teams to shake out, which means you're going to play more of these games. Like, the low management between West and East Coast teams, you're going to have a hard time trying to corral that. But once you took away divisional play, you opened the door for more of this low management.
Well, part of it also comes into the point where the NBA probably will never do it, but they need to shift the schedule down some, because you've been competing so much with football. You start off in the middle of football season, and you're still going right now. You're running up on what we have next month, right after the Super Bowl. You have the All-Star weekend, and you've already played the NBA Cup. Like, you have to shift some of this stuff down. Everybody's making a big deal about the viewership being down, mm-hmm. but you're in the teeth of the NFL schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And try to – listen. These things don't go backwards. You do not have a billionaire saying, we're going to change your business model around a little bit where you're going to be making less money, but the fan base will be happy. What planet is that on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but we've come up with this thing where we have these new jazzed up floors.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to do
it. You know what I mean? No. I mean, they've gone to that, and they feel like they're appealing to the younger viewer, the younger person who wants to see that type thing. And so, I mean, that's what they made the investment in. The bottom line is, you want people to be paying attention to what you have, and a good competition, as Noel says, that really means something as far as long term. Yeah, you get this cup and you get this trophy now, but you in the end game still, you know, at the end of the season, to be one of the teams that's there.
Well, I'm saying you still have all of this. You still have all of those things. You can still have the 82 games. That's not going anywhere. The TV contracts have determined it's here forever.
Okay.
You can still have the NBA Cup, because they found a way to kind of internationalize the game, because it's a soccer-style tournament.
Yep.
You can still have all those things. Just start game one on December 25th.
Yeah.
Christmas Day has always been NBA Day. Make it game one, and then you can go all the way through July, and then you can still have – you're going up against baseball, where how many people are watching baseball in July?
See, now, there is –
that's a whole nother
– yeah, you really – you're assuming some things.
No, I'm not assuming anything. You can't watch baseball. You have to have a baseball package nowadays to actually watch the games. Have you – you've tried to watch the Braves. Do you have the package?
Point taken.
Yeah.
Point taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't say that it's not like people will not find baseball as some type of competitor.
The crowd that's watching the NBA, if you have the NBA Finals
right.
going on in, let's say, 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
are you watching baseball or are you watching the NBA finals?
That, for us, that's a loaded question. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, that's more popular. But this, the American sports fan has options. So that 4th of July weekend, you got Wimbledon going on. Mm-hmm. Possibly, well, or it's close to that.
Yeah, something.
I'm just bringing it up.
But baseball is the thing that we associate 4th of July with. And
right.
I think that's the thing that we go to, especially here in Atlanta where we always have fireworks with the
right,
Braves.
With the Braves.
We think baseball when you talk to
I mean, them. I get what you're saying, but, you know, as for every yin that you bring up, there's a yang. And you can assume that the crowd that you're going for, and we're stepping all over Noel's segment here. But
yeah, we are.
The crowd that you guys.
I apologize. We didn't mean to do that to her.
That was the commission who did that there, Noel. So I'll give you some casting call. Don't worry about it. But anyway, finish your point, though, Noel.
Well, my main point wasn't basketball at all. So, yeah, y'all took a left. My point was don't mess up football like the NBA did with basketball. Leave the divisions alone. That's what makes week 15, 16, 17, 18 so compelling, because you're coming down to the wire against teams in your division. Like, the NFC South wouldn't have even been a thing this season without that divisional spot. There would have been no juice in the South at all without it.
True.
Whereas the NFC North was going to get that juice whether or not the South had that divisional spot or not, because you had three teams that were sitting there with potential to go to the playoffs. What went on in the South wouldn't have affected the North at all in their publicity or hype or whatever, but losing that divisional game will affect divisions like the NFC South and the NFC West that seem to always be one of those 7-9. I know that's the old format number, but I'm using it anyway. One of those 7-9 teams that get into the playoffs and host a home game. But you don't have the beast quake without it.
So let me ask you this. How do you think that will be impacted, that the division races will be impacted by the rumors of the NFL adding the 18th game?
But that's coming. We know that. We know that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, Goodell just said it the other day. But that's – I don't see it affecting anything. That's just one more game. Like, it's going to affect your – like, if you're the Lions, it's clear what so many games does, right? Because that's part of the reason why they lost. Their defense wasn't the defense that we saw all throughout the season. The more games you play, the more likely that is to happen. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
Right.
They would rather have more preseason game. I mean, more regular season games than preseason games. And to be honest, as a season ticket holder and what they cost, I agree. Give me a whole game.
I thought she was going to go someplace completely different. And it made me think about it when she started talking about the NFC South and everything, you know, competitive and blah, blah, blah. And we would have this conversation if the refs didn't mess up that Falcons game against Kansas City. Right, Falcons would have won that game. They would have to fight and scrawl and claw the way they did at the end of the season because they'd have had that extra win. And now people are feeling the same way about whoever Kansas City plays.
Right,
the Kansas City are getting calls that used to go to Tom Brady and the Patriots.
And everybody's sick of it.
Yep.
Everybody that didn't like them don't like the Chiefs. And I've been on this train 3 years ago. I saw this coming. So I was pre-hater. Because I saw this coming.
All right. Listen, if there's something else on you, I'll let you get it off your chest during casting call, which we will do at 8:40. There's a fresh one up. But coming up, Sam is going to take us down under. The Aussie Open is going on. And so we're going to let you know what's going on there. And then Bob Rathman, talking Hawks. He will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour.
From New York City.
It is Sam and Greg here at the Playoff Fan Central World Congress setting, getting ready for tonight's national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.